the state's Department of Education wanted principals to look at 12 specific characteristics of new teachers, including the teacher's engagement with students, their knowledge of state standards, the use of technology, and their overall preparedness as first-year teachers. Todd Peterson is the director of the Effective Teachers and Leaders Unit in the Arizona Department of Education. He says universities are required to report back to the federal government annually, and this survey is helping them.
The idea is that we provide the feedback, the results of the surveys, back to the institutions for them to analyze and look at the results, so that they can then incorporate that with their findings into the report that they submit to the feds.
The Department of Education is in charge of approving the teaching certification programs offered at the University of Arizona, Northern Arizona University, and Arizona State University. Peterson says the survey is a tool these programs can use to evaluate their graduates.
It's a series of questions, just basically trying to ascertain the perceived readiness of these teachers upon entering the field, how well prepared they were in order to do that.
According to the survey results, new teachers coming out of the University of Arizona score higher than the state standards in the 12 categories. Renee Clift is the associate dean at the U of A College of Education. She says the survey results are consistent with those done last year.
And what it tells us as we look at these is that we're on the right track. It identifies some areas that we could improve upon even more, like preparing our people to better work with English language learners. But it tells us that, by and large, the principals who hire our students feel that they are competent beginning teachers, and that's a goal for us.
Between 2009 and 2010, almost 2,000 new teachers completed the state-approved programs. Peterson says the state tracked them down after a year or two of teaching and then sent out surveys to principals in dozens of school districts.
And then we provide the institutions back with their own data, and then we compare that to the state so they can see how their students were rated by their principals compared to the overall state.
The grading scale went from does not meet expectations of a beginning teacher to exceeds expectations of a beginning teacher. Clift says if the results were not as good as they are, the U of A would look into ways to better the program. She says some of the categories in the survey could not be measured by test scores, and that's a good thing.
Teachers' learning is a combination, in my view, of prior experience, explicit instruction, opportunity to practice, and I am a strong believer in multiple forms of assessment.
She says hearing directly from principals about how new teachers are doing is beneficial to school districts, future teachers, and program instructors at the university. Peterson says the survey results are strictly for the university's use and not for the State Department of Education. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.